November 8, 2016, it's a Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Stocking on Drone Ranger Girl. watch. One bourbon, one beer, and a glass of scotch.
For Pedro Show, Brother Matt.
Yeah, welcome back to all of us.
It's been a while. I had a tour. You had some teach. The town was still around when I came back.
Yeah, election day, tricky day.
That's right. Special election edition of the Live from Pedro Show.
Yeah, and
you got thoughts on that, Brother Matt?
Yeah, I got thoughts on that. I want to thank you for being an ambassador, basically, of all of us, beyond Pedro, but America, and representing us in a good way, because I think people in the news don't get a lot of that around the world. And so, yeah, thank you for...
Very welcome.
Yeah.
Very welcome.
Being an American hero, basically.
About the this day... How long has it been lead up? How long is the campaign?
Fucking A. It's been like over 2 years.
Doesn't it seem like a long time?
Yeah. Forever. I was really sick of it.
And here in California, we got a lot of initiatives, right? I think 17. Where you can go, the people can go right to the ballot. Mm. What do you think about some of them? Are they going to make Mota legal?
You know, all the forces and money involved make them all so confusing.
Yeah.
That things that you think you want, you kind of start having doubts about.
For example, the plastic sack one. There's two sack ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they're coming from two different groups of money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all the big dough is like squelching with people's right to just know.
Right. But I guess it's an endo. Instead of legislature taking care of it all, people get involved and get their... But you're wondering, is it people or is it just big bones?
Yeah, that's a perfect example because like people involved, that makes me think right now of Scott Reeder. You know, he already rocks on a global level, but he took it up to another level. Yeah. You know, and he just got back from South Dakota, standing up with the South Dakota Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who are getting fucked around with the big oil companies, and seeing how politics is it doesn't really put a dent in the big oil power of owning the government and the military and just fucking over the people like belligerently thug-like when it's in their best interest.
Right.
And so that was really fucking badass and bold. The big respect to him for,
respect for Scotty Reed.
That front line.
And he's beautiful bass.
Yeah.
And there's front line action. Instead of the armchair remote control mode.
Yeah.
We started with Tenor Man. It's John Coltrane with Sonny Rollins Quartet. Then Tab Falco, brand new. The Drone Ranger. Yeah. Pedro,
whoa. Now we could have some construction next door to the release plan.
That's a good mode to be in.
Getting a new neighbor finally.
Yeah. In fact, here's Mount Tavisa within my neighborhood.
Cool.
can't believe it's been so long since I've seen you. I imagine the lines forming on your face, your hair is green.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show in my neighborhood, Mal Divisa. Zena Rubin goes after that with Harry Seeding. Don't Box Me In, Petra Hayden. Top of the Food Chain, Open Kimono. Toxic Mutants with Spy Girl. Senor Al with Mermaids. Finally, Pedro's Request, Boy Dog. I think they're from Pedro.
Cool. Vote for Pedro.
You know, I got a patch. What was that?
Vote for Pedro. It was Napoleon Dynamite. The flick, Napoleon Dynamite, was like a little cult classic.
Is our character running for something?
Yeah, Pedro. He got a real cool bike.
A bike?
Something like that.
And that's why you should be voting for him. Oh, very interesting. What about... It's going to be 88 degrees Thursday.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
We're in November.
Crazy.
How has Pedro been while I was gone?
I've been foggy the past few days or week or so. That's been kind of bitching.
Yeah.
I'm getting to wear some colder stuff for a while. That's pretty rare.
Was it warm October?
Yeah, there were still beach days. I still get up going to the beach, not as often, but it's still been pretty nice for the most part.
I was with the Italian guys. I was talking to Marinaio overseas, and we were very lucky with weather. Yeah, you know, the worst is rain with loading in, loading out, road. We had a few days of those, but, man, pretty good, especially England, which can be wet time. So, fall sun. We're going to do the same tour next year, but...
I'll bet you.
Play towns we didn't hit this time.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so this was 32 gigs, 32 days, do the same.
Wow.
Been invited to China with the Missing Man.
Wow.
In March, yeah.
Sweet.
So Tom Watson suggested some prac gigs. So go up the Northwest with Twice a Kill.
Oh, bitchin'.
Yeah, and I think this China might be the end of... Missing Men really going out torn because Raul's got Paloma.
Yeah.
Shipment.
Papa Raul.
So, yeah. In 11 years, I played with him. Well, no, that'll be 17. So that'll be, 12 years.
He was just a kid then. Now he's going to be a dad.
Now he's going to be a pop.
That's good.
And then Meat Puppets want to do some gigs East Coast, Midwest with Second Man. So, there are two coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
One's, Pioneer Town, and the other one's Phoenix, where Chris still lives.
They're dated back-to-back?
Yeah. See, right after Thanksgiving? Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, looking forward to the J3 Pioneer Town gigs, the Meat Puppets. Those are good classics, you and the Meat Puppets.
And you've seen some gigs there, inside or outside?
I would imagine it's going to be outside.
Okay.
Paul McCartney just popped in there last week and did a show.
Is that right?
On the inside, on the inside. Because he was out, they had the old cello thing at Coachella.
Yeah.
And so I figured some of these dudes are going to be popping in local spots, and he did. There was like 300 tickets for $50 a piece. 1,000 people showed up. And Neil Young showed up at some theater in Pomona and did a gig out there. I think Bob Lee was in that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pomona. Bob Lee. Well, what did Paul McCartney do?
He did a whole set. You know,
Like Beatles, Paul McCartney, Wings?
All of it, yeah. He was really generous. You know, at the old cello, he played 35 songs, 3 hours. He was the only dude I'd never seen before. It was trippy to see him. I was like, wow, that's the truth. All these songs, you kind of burned out hearing them for the most part. You heard them so many times, but just like, that's the dude there where all this stuff started.
And what's his band? He's got a big band?
It was pretty minimal. You know, he was playing
bass
and then piano and move around and somebody would fill in on that. But it was just like all those bands. It was really just the bands. It wasn't like a lot of filler. They rocked on their own.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool. It wasn't like anybody filling in.
Yeah, right.
Leads in for or something. So, all of them. The Stones and the Who kicked ass. And
The Tomb?
Roger Waters at the end.
Roger Waters?
Yeah.
What'd he do? Pink Floyd?
He did a cool combo Pink Floyd stuff. Yeah, did the pig.
Oh, yeah.
I almost touched the pig and, like, landed on somebody next to me. I think kind of like, I think the radio control got out of control for a moment.
And landed?
Kind of did a bounce on somebody.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But
when I saw it, I think it was on a wire.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had a plastic one they shot in the parking lot and blew up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the sound out there was really killer.
This was terrible. This was Anaheim Stadium.
The sound technology is really advanced and cool. There was no, like, echo or latency or nothing.
Right,
like that.
Delays.
Yeah, it sounded killer.
Wow. Well, that place ain't... It's open fields.
There's a lot of fucking people, man. Open fields. It's like big enough for 50 football fields, probably. The whole complex, you could host a county fair. It's so giant. So it's kind of a bitch herding all those people around.
Yeah.
So it's a trippy system. Since they got all those festivals there, they should, like, put in a little train or some kind of system. Just go to study Disneyland. They're going to shuttle in all those people.
But they, because... Well, the first thing, the Coachella, that's what, March?
Yeah, April-ish, I think, and then Stagecoach, everything happens after that.
So, now, this was in the fall?
Yeah.
October?
I don't know if it'll be an annual thing or not. A lot of people are talking like it is, but I haven't heard, because the guy took him years to put all this together. And it was kind of like a dream show for him, I guess, having all his favorite bands. So I got the impression from that it was like a one-time deal. But
you mean it wasn't Paul and Gary? It's not Golden Boys?
Yeah, the Golden Boys. That was their mastermind plan. So, yeah, it took them years, I guess, to put all the pieces together, but they pulled it off.
What did the Stones start off with?
Start Me Up.
Really?
Yeah, but the next week they start with something else.
It was two weekends like Coachella.
Yeah,
okay.
The second weekend they started with something else. But the ticket prices, you know, people paid full dinge for the tickets at first. I don't know if the speculators, scalpers, like, stuffed up a bunch, but the ticket prices dropped huge. You know, like, you're getting, like, a $1,000 ticket for, like, $250. That covers 3 days with all those bands. So...
You mean if you waited to get a ticket?
Yeah, you got a better deal.
Than the people who just went in. So it wasn't sold out going in?
No.
Well, maybe that's why.
It seemed like it sold out right off the bat, but then probably a speculator stuffed up a bunch.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what it did.
Like the scalper people.
Deals for people on StubHub.
And they're holding on to them. And then, well, I better get what I can out of them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Was it hot?
It was pretty warm. You know, it wasn't like Burning Man. But it was like...
You went to this Burning Man?
No, I haven't been.
That's right.
I've been diversifying my adventures.
And they've... I know. It's been a while for you. And also, I've been just reading most lame things coming out of it.
Yeah, things have changed a lot with the plug-and-play camps, you know, like instead of people being out there creating their own, they got like the megabuck people who just want to show up.
Right.
Made for them, and so... You know, the whole, it's like a little city keeps evolving. It keeps encountering new problems all the time. And so it's got to continue to evolve if it's going to be cool instead of getting lame. Because it's gone from like when I first went, it was 10,000 people.
Yeah.
It had been going for a long time to get to that point. Now it's like 75,000 people or something like that. So, you know, it's like the...
What about Twanster? Has he been
gone,
recently?
He hasn't gone since back then either. But it's like the third or fourth largest city in Nevada for that week. You know, just made up of
Bedford's
Burns.
The state must make a little money.
Oh, man, they make mega bucks. They totally jack up the BLM. It sits on like two or three counties, so all of them are being represented out there, and the cops are giving tickets for every little thing. Because, you know, that's going to be their revenue for the year.
Some streamage.
Yeah, it's like a gold mine at the
Wash.
BLM has cranked up the prices to use, basically, it's public land.
Yeah.
We got paid to use public land. They keep, like, 1,000 times an increase over the past few years.
But have they been taking care of it?
Well, it's always, they got to always be negotiating and working out new situations. The Burning Man just bought a bunch of land out there. So now they're, like, know, landowners as opposed to just...
Well, they would have to take care of it if it's their land.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a cool piece of land with the hot springs on there. They're bitching hot springs. Like.
So they could have moved the thing to there?
I don't know what the future holds. But they keep getting more pressure that kind of makes it seem like, you know, it's kind of screwed dealing with the BLM and all the forces. They're trying to milk them. And then all the tickets and stuff getting in and out and being there. This makes you have to be more sneaky.
Okay. So, Coachella, yeah, you're sitting on some grass at least.
Yeah, I had seats in the bleachers.
Oh, wow.
So they had like bleachers on both sides. And,
okay.
A sea of people in between.
In between.
Yeah.
Up to the stage. They had other, they had young people opening up?
No. Bob Dylan opened up. The Stones kept cackling.
Okay.
And we'd like to thank Bob Dylan, great opening act. But Roger Waters, he came off as being the headliner. Yeah, it was pretty spectacular. Chiller Graphics, huge, giant video board behind with, like, put up all kinds of stuff. He had the factory, like, from Animals.
All right.
In the backdrop for a while there. So, yeah, it was pretty bitching.
Some eyeball. We're at the end of the first hour, November 8th, coming back, edition, election edition. Our Peter Show, hold tight for hour two. November 8th, 2016, it's the second hour. What Pedro Show.
Thine undetectable crescendo smiles for green miles, barely showing the causality of inevitable sales. Our eye brain sandwich brings a mystery of truth up on the wall. They swim like eyes as a retro ruckus rolls out in front of us. The redundancy splashing as people buy weird anti-robots that cause insistence for a moment to play with sand. Some strange relativity or a science of anti-pathetic glory. Some guy smells like onion gums, and we whirl about in fishing fashion at their random precision. Where two twirls are sprung at once. I caught one. You caught one. He called it a barbecue fish deck. But I see it was merely a chicken spigot wearing a cyborg ass hat. It went rickety hip, rickety hip. We'll all be pilfering tomorrow. We're passing out while parsing the parsecs until they melt into softened edges, a system of disarray for our desirous apathy. Everyone said it was against my will, but the skin bashing was raga bassa no-no like nobody's business. We ate fruit mechanisms. We spilled shogun elixir all over the building echoes. Shards of ego were shedding sarcastic taint at the navel gazers. It was motard mania, I tell ya. Thrilled by mundane drivel, it was a perhaps orchestra of symphonic plasticity. Our memory feed, angled butter on soft bombs. Oh, it fell in faces that day like chocolate exuberance. The pinked edges extended such crucial hubris that glassed up the joint. Yeah, we was hobbling food. Psychogrammic moves were danced like never before. Somebody called it the acid disco curse. Others said that was the scoundrel stomp. There was old shank races going on out in the alley. Windy thumbs were twitching as the dice rolled up and down, the animals get me. But they were spending less than a vacuuming sporadic continuum. They were not overwhelmed by a damn thing. Nope, they were drinkingly few house egg cream ants. But who will hunger and wake at the bloodshot new idealism? Not me. I'll be drinking fat water and refusing to smile because I got a think finger and I will disallow that cloud. The cigar-smoking crickets threatened to throw me in a dungeon for this idea that had resurfaced. I offered for them to try my bulk-pumping module. It's a fairly suspense blend. It painted permanent hookers green while the thick girls are calling old scattershot singularity songs. Woo! They're grubbing hands. I swear they slipped under the slam. Their unmoving faces were rampant animal thoughts. I could see the dog. I could see the slugs and sloths were wonder-sucking the space fur right out of their Fandango holes. I swear what you want, but I'll paint and I'll grok that dopey two-shag named after Snakes Man. That's right, that guy, you know what I'm talking about, an undifferentiated precision. I will memorize infinity and stuff whimsy up every hole that spews back in mosquito-like mechanical fashion. They all said it was a glass misogyny. They all said it was a hue chromatic effector effect. Mecha Chapoline and graveyard spring loaders were flying about in indishable shag. There was an indivisible cataclysm of baffles being thrown up that day. We were all coin-worthy just for a moment, but deplorable as hell. I swear a bucket load of them rubbery feather vessels were writing cranky worm letters in spray paint on the walls. Such binary ass tinkers. Everyone wondered what it sounded like where they were as the magnetismic ear paint fell on trembly ears. Some said it was audio raw, but painfully easy to hear. Too much regular dark matter was spewed. Yep, it was a fun hang, I'll give you that, but we was a-tweaking on it. Your case of wine, this feculent time, it was unfurling the void. Oh, we could see it all spill out in front of us. The jazz brawls, the rock and roll squalls, and even the tin pan alley. Oh, it was calling for 1, 2, 3. Guaranteed luck? Nope. We have the Brigadier Bop. We were underwater mind-breathing, and the glove groveler, well, he said climax, but don't speak. It was all thrumbly mayhem in your own yard, backyard jiggling of ease. The void entity says, brothers, I will appease nothing but the mystery of proof. Your unending point sticks in the air while she sings her sigh songs. My big hallucination gun is going to shoot into your brain and make the meat thief actors spill their undulant goo all over the planet. I read the blues, they say. A casual eruption of nothing means no man was uninhabited in that moment. The heat was working, I swear. A greener pollutant did not care, but the rubber smack magnets we did share. All our parties were crossing rubber ducks, and the calls were the art of mud. Mindless knuckling, diddling with pendulosity of dang swig-hanging hinglers. Cudgel for Nigel? Why, I was marinating in stupid sauce. And everybody said hoo-hoo-hoom to gleaming fog of banality, contest, content, and exuberant whirls. Ah, the chunky air fell down and thrust our enthralled gods of domesticity. It was a wafering doom that day as the sun paled. It was starting to sprinkle down. A sun dusting fell upon us in corking singularity. There was a succulence in logic that was not too deep, but noddering of the logic, soaring vectors creeped. Dang that causality, those clobbering melts. I was watching for noisy quarks that extrapolated on the park, but damn if the dum-dum clumps didn't play too many notes. They pummeled our ears with crumbling identicals and the technodiddler unwound the outsiders. There was one last wetness to the witness and the weir of thought. It was a seasick psychosis sailor bearing 12 tails of twines between the elephants and the minds of the Moby Dicks. One-handed sand is the piece. It was a hairless concerto for the yes and no men, though anything could appear. And it was an engine of reason, and every wet, spongy rock split, gliding down in fire of my kindly demons. It was an everlasting instant of spurious refuge. I felt alive. I was plunked down by my own breath in the Sky Math Cathedral. Irresolvable loops of reason just came crashing upon my wonder as I sailed into understanding in this voyage of entropic river. I was between it all. It was rigorous, arcane obviousness, but here I was, coalescing galaxies in my mind of meatless meandering. I was juggling fire and petting holes of superthought, angular loops and hazy lightspeed jaunts. We were sky-scribbling for a moment, but the rabble-abblers had gone wonderfully awry. Ah, he to the Y over X. Let's seriously abstractify this every moment with pernicious appliances of dervish modes, cordialiance, and the flying reason of concupiscent qualms. I forgive Negaton the Ood for the pink melee hoedown that he threw down that day. Yeah, the cyclonic blades danced amuck, but we didn't care. It was precisely proximal that we pounced on that shape in spastic union. Five-finger fury upon my base, I declare. It was mean in my ears, but every 2 cents was a nut in the world. It was not irrelevant to the worlds. It was techno creep for the girls. Screw that threat. I got the haints. Yeah, I got the haints. So, did you know that Mobius dust disintegrates maniacally?
stepped right into her gaping sex. All the colors in the world couldn't compare to the darkness that I found there. I was ready to disappear, for the funeral of man is a party that I don't wish to attend to. I looked around, but I didn't expect anything. And I was the crown that was hung from the ceiling long before I stepped right into her gaping sex. And the misery unfurled like a blanket that was lost but not forgotten. I was ready to disappear and succumb to the demand of becoming one with the subatomic particles. I look around, but I don't entertain anything. And I am the clown that was hung upside downward from the floor. I stepped right into her gaping sex, and the whole world was one with the universe that finds itself in my head. I was ready to disappear, for the unity of man is a date left on the ground down by the river. I am around, but I don't claim to be anything. And I am the gown that was hung from the ceiling long before I stepped right into her gaping sex. And the whole world collided with and was quickly consumed by the light of the sun. I was ready to disappear and succumb to the demand of becoming one with the orphaned rogue planets. I look around, but I don't see the sun anymore. And I am the frown that was hung upside downward from the floor. I stepped right into her gaping sex. All the music in the world couldn't compare to the quiet that I found there. I was ready to disappear.
We'll be right back.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour off with Chris Kroger and his poem Wrench Loads. Chris out of Austin there. Good cat. Brendan Etter Ensemble after that with Cash. Blood Quartet. Soma. Followed. Danny Barnes with I'm Not in the Swiss Army, I Just Have the Knife. Brand new from Elliot Adelman. Stepped right into his new record called the Hobo EP. Hobo Life EP. Yeah. And then brand new from Light. They're coming. They'll be at the Hyatt on the 16th.
Cool.
Yeah, in a week. Light Brothers out of Tokyo. New song, Deep. And, it'd be interesting to see how they are. They've been a band now 13 years.
Wowee.
Yeah, 13 years.
That's, that Hobo song, that may remind me of back when I first started doing like announcing stuff when I was a kid, Blockfield.
Yeah.
Little League, I used to have to say, please don't throw rocks at the hobo, because the hobo used to live underneath the bridge there down by the railroad tracks by Blockfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he used to throw foul balls back, so he was contributing.
Been a long time. Let's bring some spin cyclage. We'll be right back. So, long time since last been cyclage.
Yeah.
What made you do what you just did to us?
That was a Cleveland Rocks inspiration, I guess. Because, just a little post-World Series glow, I guess. Chicago's been getting all the thrills. It must have been like the most fun place on earth to be this past week with the Cubs finally winning the World Series. Like hell's frozen over, unfrozen now. However it works, but no one ever thought it would happen. So 5 million people showing up, that was one of the biggest gatherings ever.
Yeah.
But Cleveland still rocks. You know, they didn't win the World Series. They're not the World Series champs, but they're American League champs. They're NBA champs. And so it's still got to be pretty righteous to be there. So we got some Cobra Verde and scarcity of tanks giving us the spin cycle.
Yeah.
This edition.
Thickening it up.
Wasco, hey, Wasco and company. How's it going?
Yeah. That record, he's got a lot of guests.
Yeah.
A lot of guests. I think I'm on a couple tracks. Maybe Pizzo, too. And I know he's got a lot of the Ubu guys. It's been the second hour of November 8, 2016 edition, Watt for Pedro Show, special election day non-coverage. Hold tight for hour three.
Bitchin'.
November 8, 2016. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Winter is here. Thank you.
Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Better Robots out of Denmark. And a tune named after me, Watt.
Yeah.
I got that from a gig goer in Hamburg. He did 4-hour hell ride from Aarhus.
Wow.
Denmark. Yeah.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. Dead Sparrow, After Sparrow, Daisy. That's a three-parter from Truffle, or Truffle, or Teufel.
No, squirrels in the walls. The tweet.
Redoing it, the chamber. Swenson Klein with Hannah B. Then Matt Jones with Massachusetts Classical, Part 1B. Nervous Gender after that with Alien Point of View, of course.
Would be.
But yeah, what else would it be? So, gigs besides Under the Sun, Under the Awning, and all.
Let's see, I saw Bob Log. I saw Bob Log 3. He was over at Alex's. That was bitching. Saw Reverend Horton's Hayride, Reverend Horton Heat's down. That was down the street on 22nd Street. Yeah, yeah. Manic Hispanic, give you a shout out.
Oh wow!
So they rocked out. They're bitching.
They're Long Beach, right?
You know, some kind of semi-local.
Sunny.
Down there. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
In the band.
Yeah, yeah. So that was bitching. Yeah, I'm looking forward. Like I said, I was going to see Buddy Guy in Chicago coming up. So that's something to look forward to. Besides Watt and the Meat Puppets out there in Joshua Tree. And also, looking further forward, the eclipse is going to be happening. Whoa. So you know about that? U.S. is going to be going right across from, like, Oregon to Carolina pretty much in August. Full-on eclipse, you know. So that doesn't happen there often. So, there's some different plans, different options to check it out. So starting to make some plans for that up in Oregon, it looks like.
Yeah, this little Northwestern gig for Bend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For Medford.
Wow.
So two pet towns I never played.
Wow, bitchin'. I used to hang in Medford a bit when I lived in Grants Pass. Okay. I'd have to go down there and catch some entertainment or something once in a while. So
one of them has a Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah, Ashland's got a huge, huge one down there. That's a pretty fun place. South of...
The guitar player, so you don't mind now, his name's Stefano Pelia. Here's something from his solo album.
Cool. Thank you.
timbre of my voice vies with the winds of heaven. I belong to one who is more than a musician. He is an artist. I live to be his pleasure. I do not flee from him when he comes to me. For instruments are not sufficient in themselves. They are cold and lifeless without the touch of hands and mind. For us holds him tenderly in his hand. For as he touches the strings of my heart, to find if they are in tune with the universe, then suddenly vibrant thought strikes the hand, and music from the world of time and space is born.
Everyone else since. But that sharp rise in prices made me rethink my vices.
I'm quitting dope next month.
I started out smoking weed back when you could get life for a seed. Well, I rolled, I smoked, I bonged it, being stoned prolonged it.
I'm quitting dope next month.
It's taken under my hammy and I've led a life of sin. And though I've tried my best to hide it, I have failed. The mother I disappointed, the noses I disjointed, it's a cross to which, like Jesus, I've been nailed.
I'm quitting dope next month. I'm quitting dope next month.
I ain't quitting smoking and drinking, but the strong weed got me thinking.
I'm quitting dope next month.
I'm trimming buds in the loo. Beyond that, my skills are frankly few. I know just how many nuggets it takes me to balance my budget.
I'm quitting dope next month.
See, I tried to quit before, it's a chore. And these days, it's just so easy to score. You know, I've been trying to turn the corner since the Braves had Bobby Horner.
I'm quitting dope next month.
I've led a life of sin, and though I've tried my best to hide it, I failed. The mother I disappointed, the noses I've disjointed, it's the cross to which, like Jesus, I've been nailed. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I ain't living like no kingpin. I play good country music, watch drunk tourists do the two-step.
I'm quitting dope next month.
And I ain't like I'm running from the law. I try to be discreet with all my flaws. You know that being crazy ain't easy. Going straight makes me queasy.
I'm quitting dope next month.
I've led a life of sin, and though I've tried my best to hide it, I've failed. The mother I disappointed, the noses I disjointed, it's a cross to which, like Jesus, I've been nailed.
I'm quitting dope next month. I'm quitting dope next month.
I ain't quitting smoking and drinking, but the strong weed got me thinking.
I'm quitting dope next month. I'm quitting dope next month. I'm quitting dope next month.
I ain't quitting smoking and drinking. This strong weed has got me thinking.
I'm quitting dope next month. I'm quitting dope next month. I'm quitting dope next month.
I'm busy. Well, maybe next month. That's what I'm going to do it. Pedro Show last music for this edition. Start off with Stefano Puglia doing the Cross Peregrine Falcon NC+.
Cool.
It's a title. His English is getting better, too. He said, he told me, though, at the end, he says, tell him, Mike, you got to use more consonants.
So those are the sounds he grabs onto.
Then we had somebody had turned him on to this tour that he got into, Tenko, with their Dragon Blue band, Tarasoko ni Ai, and pretty wild, via Bob Tegan, of course. Then we had Wham Bam by Erotic Biljan and his Heretics. Bass man is from Vise.
Oh, Comedia. Cool. Yeah.
And actually, I got to meet him when I played Zagreb in Miss Slavs. And he's telling me, like, of course, both towns don't get along. Mm-hmm. They have the competing festival. Who has the better festival? Of course. Dick Deluxe, I'm quitting dope next month. Of course. Follow him with Around Them to See. Luke Winslow King with Change Your Mind. And Zigzags with No Brains, No Balls. It's been the November 8th, 2016 edition of the Wild Pedro Show. I'm Brother Matt. It's so good to be back.
Yeah, welcome back. Pedro. Great to see you. Looking forward to more.
I need a haircut. I need to shave. My sister wants me to speak to her junior high school.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Career days.
Awesome.
So, 7 20-minute sessions of how I did the music racket.
Cool. You're just going to rap or spiel? Or gonna, yeah.
No power. No bass legs. Okay, so, anyway, it's been great to be back with you and next week. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.